When you need advice, come to Ben and Kelly. It's group therapy on 99.7 DJX.
So Melissa reached out. She said, "Hey, Ben and Kelly, my very best friend and I have been friends for quite some time.
All right.
We do a lot for each other. We talk. We text daily. That's great, right?
Right.
Here's a twist. I'm in love with him.
Okay.
And he feels the same way about me.
That sounds perfect.
No big deal, huh?
Nope.
Wrong. I'm married. And he is with another one, not married. My friend and I have never taken our friendship any further than friendship.
Mm-hmm.
So no, there's no actual infidelity unless you count our feelings for each other as such. Or the fact that he says, let's just do this. I just don't know what to do. I love my husband, but I'm getting to where when I picture my future, it includes my friend, not my husband.
Mm.
I just don't know what to do, though, or how to go about doing that. So help.
Yeah, so there is a thing called emotional infidelity. And I think that is...
That's happening right now, yeah.
...where your relationship is. Yeah, for sure. I don't see anything real... I mean, gosh. Like, Okay, I can't talk out of both sides of my mouth.
That is true.
Because I was best friends with my wife... I was not as attached as she was. She was dating someone. But then we got together. She wasn't married. I wasn't married. So
right.
There's a difference.
There is a difference.
But you
marriage
know,
makes it different.
Yeah. But we realized, you know, our friendship was probably more than just that. And threw caution to the wind. And years later, here we are.
Exactly. It worked out for you.
It did. It worked out for me.
So now I feel like she's answering her own question because when she says she thinks about her future, it's with her friend and not her husband. That's very telling.
Mm-hmm.
You know, sometimes marriages aren't meant to work out, but I think we decide that and move on from that before we decide to move on with our friend. If you're going to do that.
See, I would have thought that you would have said, no, this is something that, you know, you owe it to your husband to stick it to.
stick with him.
Yeah, exactly.
Right. Well, I think she needs to do some deep soul searching, mm-hmm. maybe do some counseling. And maybe even counseling with her husband to see if she is, you know, fully, you know, in on that direction to where I am kind of done with the marriage.
Yeah.
And my path is with my friend, or if she's just caught up with the idea.
Right.
Of, you know, a relationship with her friend that's just kind of a distraction right now. She needs to really fully figure out, are you completely done with your husband and that marriage?
Yeah, because if you continue down the path you are, it's going to wind up in actual physical infidelity. Because
exactly. And you don't want to do that.
Yeah, I mean, the situation is set up too perfectly for that.
Right.
And with, you know, your best friend saying, let's just do this.
You got to handle some things first. You got to close some doors first.
Yeah. So I don't know if there's anyone listening who took a chance on a friend by leaving their spouse or current relationship and it worked out, could chime in, maybe give an example of how their situation went to help Melissa.
Yeah, I mean, she does have the assurance of knowing that her friend feels the same way. So mm-hmm. it's not a gamble of, well, I'm just going to break up with my husband and hope that he feels the same way. She knows he feels the same way.
Right.
But, you know, you need to really further investigate that. Yeah. Like, listen, I'm thinking of ending my marriage for you. And, you know, if that's fully where she is, she needs to be completely honest with herself, with her husband, and close that chapter.
Okay.
Her husband deserves to be loved the way that, you know, a wife is supposed to love her husband.
All right. Want to hear your story about this. 502-571-9970. 502-571-9970. We'll take your calls and stories coming up here next. In the middle of group therapy, Melissa has been best friends with a guy for a long time. She loves him. He loves her. It's perfect. Except Melissa is married to another man and her best friend is with someone too. Now, they've never acted on this physically, but she's wondering what to do or how to go about doing it with these feelings.
Yeah, so we got many people chiming in on Facebook. April said, I need more details. How long have you been married? Mm. How long has this guy been your best friend? You say you love your husband, but are you in love with him? There's a difference. What you're doing is wrong, and you need to figure out what you want. If you don't want to be with your husband, respect him enough to let him go so we can find someone to love him the way he deserves. Ginger says option one is to figure out exactly what you want and then be honest with everyone. If you go this route, though, you got to be willing to face a very likely possibility you might end up alone. If your best friend is with someone else and suggested you hook up, you should understand down the line he might do the same to you.
Ooh, that is a good point. We did get a message from a listener via text who said, my husband and I were best friends for years before getting married. Both had relationships fall apart because of it. If this is something she truly feels is right, she needs to both examine her marriage and her friendship.
Mm. Yeah. And Stephanie said, yeah, I've got a guy, best friend. He's married. I'm engaged. We are also in love with each other.
Mm.
We've actually had to let each other go again and put our friendship aside for now because of our feelings for each other. Since we're with other people, it's one of the hardest things I've had to do, but it's been 26 days since he and I have talked.
Oh, wow. Okay.
And he's been married for a long time as well. She said we became good friends first and realized we had feelings for each other and fell in love.
So that's pretty fresh still.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's so tough.
Hananiah.
The grass is not greener on the other side. It may seem like it because she's probably looking at it with rose-colored glasses because she's so distracted by her feelings for her best friend, but if she waters where she's at, it'll be green. It'll be great.
Do you almost suggest, because, and I don't want to put words in your mouth, that she needs to maybe almost break up with her best friend?
She does. She needs to put some space in between her. There needs to be a fine line between a friendship and, like she said, her friend said, hey, let's just do this. Mm. You can't throw caution to the wind with something like this. You can't play with people's feelings.
That's true. I mean, so you're thinking if she just chooses to reinvest in her marriage and try to rediscover why she married him in the first place, that she'll realize that that is her true future and that her friend is not?
Oh, most definitely. I've been on both ends of the spectrum, so I know exactly how she feels and how her friend feels, and I've also been the spouse that has been cheated on emotionally.
Mm. That's a tough spot to be in. Hananiah,
Thanks.
Thank
okay,
you so
well,
much.
I mean, that's what we needed. We needed people who had been there before.
Yeah.
All right, thank you.
Yikes. This is tough. I mean, I think the biggest thing is she needs to really dig deep and figure out how permanent are the feelings she's having with the best friend and how permanent are his feelings for her. And then, like, are you truly sure that you are ready to cut ties with your husband?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So, I mean, that's only she can make that decision on, you know, who she sees her future with. She says right now it's with her friend, but she's got to really fully, you know, go down all the possibilities of what's about to happen if she's about to get really honest. And she's got to get honest. She can't just keep continuing on like this.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, there are a lot of people that are like, look, reinvest, put that effort that you're putting into your best friend into your husband. And others that are just like, hey, grass is not greener on the other side of the
fence. You know what? I think if she does like try to reinvest in her marriage, at least if it doesn't work out, mm-hmm. that she'll know she put everything she had into it and she can walk away, you know, feeling okay with that. If she just kind of cuts and run without really fully digging deep, she may have some big regrets.
And we're a show of hashtag no ragrets.
Exactly. So. That's what we don't want. Yeah.
All right.
For sure.
Well, hey, Melissa, I think there's a lot of things to think about. And hopefully you can, you know, listen to your heart and make the right decision.
Yeah. Ooh, one more text. Put effort in becoming your husband's best friend.
Yep.
Yeah. So, yeah, not just, you know, invest in trying to fall back in love with your husband, but, you know, be his best friend and just see how that works out. Just reinvest in that situation before you fully let go.
Yeah, almost start having an affair with your husband.
Yeah.
And I know that sounds silly to say.
It does.
But, you know, maybe start sneaking around with your husband and start, you know, if you're liking the excitement of this, then maybe start putting some excitement into your own marriage. And I think what Hananiah kind of said earlier, you got to draw a line with your best friend because that is fire. And you guys, you know, I mean, if you want to go that route, that's great, but you need to end things with your husband first.
Yeah, it's a really good point in the fact that you have to examine, okay, what's at the root of the attraction with the best friend?
Yep.
Is it sneaky and that's exciting, or is that like true, deep, real, lasting love?
Yeah. I mean, there have been movies made about your situation for sure, because
absolutely
everybody has those sorts of feelings. So anyways, hey, good luck. And Melissa, keep us posted, okay?